Jerry Bader Show, 924. It was 50 years ago today, Monday, November 25th, 1963, that President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. I spent not a lot of time, all told, I'm just guessing here, maybe 2.5 hours, watching CBS's coverage. What they did at CBSNews.com was starting at 12:38 Central on Friday afternoon. They started streaming all of their coverage, wall to wall. And they did go, as they did 50 years ago, they didn't go overnight. But they, and what was interesting about it is they synced it up, and for 50 years, the calendar lines up. It was Friday, November 22nd, 1963. It's Friday, November 22nd, 2013. So it all adds up in that way. And I watched about, I mean, just quite frankly, as much as I had time to watch. And I made some observations. I'm actually just trying to find, I printed my blog entry on it. I did a blog entry on it. And I suppose I could just go to my blog. Where did I go with that now? Here we go. I got it. I just don't want to forget some of the things that struck me about how much TV news coverage has changed and how much it hasn't changed. Observation number one, and this is the biggest. Much has been written and said in the conservative media in recent weeks about how Dallas, quite frankly, has been slandered for the last half century. The notion that this climate of right-wing hate was responsible for the Kennedy assassination is absolute garbage. Lee Harvey Oswald was a communist. Lee Harvey Oswald was a communist. By the way, Lee Harvey Oswald was a communist. He had defected. Yeah, he was a communist. He defected to the Soviet Union. You know why? Because he was a communist. Fair play for Cuba. Now, here's what was interesting. In the afternoon of Friday, November 22nd, 1963, this was already being put out there, which I didn't know. Here's what was really surprising, though. Walter Cronkite and Eric Severide, who late in their lives and careers would make themselves obvious that they were liberals, they angrily denounced it. They angrily, it is far too early to be talking about that sort of thing. I mean, it was amazing to see them tamping that down. I don't recall who, but another anchor, because just about everybody who works for CBS got airtime during that coverage. When they first reported that Oswald was a leader in fair play for Cuba, one of the CBS anchors says, well, that sounds a lot more like a left-wing group than a right-wing group to me. Here's what has changed. A network like CBS, even though they were a bunch of liberals, and Cronkite and Severide and all those were, even though they were, they still did their jobs. Do you know when that actually changed? That actually did change after the assassination and into Vietnam. Now, I'm not saying the media didn't have a liberal slant even then. I'm not suggesting that. For the times, it did. But comparatively, the early 60s media and the late 60s, early 70s media, the Nixon and Vietnam years, very, very different. I mean, to see a big liberal like Walter Cronkite angrily tamping that down. Very interesting. Here's another thing that hasn't changed. The media's reporting in a breaking story. Harry Reasoner saying, we now know the suspect's name is Lee Henry Oswald. Close, but not quite. And a lot of things like that. Another thing that struck me is by Saturday, and I understand they were filling time, but by Saturday they were spending a lot of time talking about what Kennedy's death would do, that what impact would it have on the 1964 presidential election, the politics, the political ramification of the death of JFK was much talked about. I was really surprised by that. that dominated the conversation. Another observation. You know what that conversation was? How it increases Republican prospects for 1964. Yes, political predictions have always sucked on television, pretty much. That, of course, did not happen. And in fact, probably emotionalism and sympathy for JFK led in part to the blowout. That and just absolutely smear campaign advertising by Johnson to the Goldwater blowout. And finally, final observation on this, and I noticed it right away. You know what you notice missing right away? No video or film footage of the actual shooting. In this YouTube cell phone world in which we live today, and covering car chases on cable news, you just expect to see video of an event instantaneously. With citizen videographers today, you would. And with those citizen videographers at the Grassy Knoll and Dealey Plaza, there's little chance an event like that would be undocumented enough visually to have conspiracy theories that would last 50 years from now. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.